Welcome to the Geek News Central Podcast. It's Friday, January 21st, 2005. Hello everyone, this is Todd from the Geek News Central Podcast coming to you almost live from historic Ford Island in Honolulu, Hawaii. Hi folks, how's everybody doing? And it's pretty late here, and we're getting the show queued up for you so that you'll have something to listen to on your drive to work tomorrow morning or whenever you may catch a podcast. We do have the show is going through a review right now by some other podcasters. I'll put the link up on the site for where the show review is. But a couple of the initial comments that we're getting back is that the show is a little too long, and I don't spend enough time on each topic that I'm blasting through them. So, hey, send us a comment on what you think about that. Make sure you visit the website at www.geeknewscentral.com. All the links for today's show items will be in the show notes on the website so that you can get information about, the direct links to what we're talking about. It's been a pretty uneventful week here, and I've been staying pretty busy settling into my new job. And I actually moved back in. Basically when I left my old job, I stripped the desk that I was in and packaged all that stuff up. And now that I've officially moved into the new office I'm in, I've got all that stuff unloaded and on into my new desk, which is pretty cool. It makes me feel like I'm got a semblance of a workstation again, and I'm back to being busy. I'm bouncing between two different places for work right now. Basically, I'm got people in one building and some more people in another building, so I have to kind of split my time between that, but it's all right. Meeting lots of new people, and, that's always good. The one thing that I haven't updated you guys on lately, but the techpodcast.com site, we're making some progress there with the tech podcasters. We've been doing some discussions, and you should see a framework of a site coming up here in the next few days. It'll be a basic shell. There's not going to be a lot going on, but we wanted to start getting the word out at a minimum, and we're going to work on the underlying part of it behind the scenes. But I know some of you are involved in that, and it's been pretty productive thus far. I've kind of I'm taking a little bit of a step back, and I'm letting some others run with getting things set up just because I'm busy with my other projects. But I'm excited to see that come along, and hopefully by the time the show comes on next Tuesday, we'll have the site up and live and running, and some links up, and maybe even some show information there. So we're looking for people to talk to. If you are a techie and you do something interesting out there, and it doesn't typically, we're going to be looking for all types of subjects. So why don't you drop us an email, and or drop me an email, and we'll put you on the rotation to get you interviewed, and kind of like a plug of the week type of thing for the techpodcast.com website. But again, that site is right now still showing kind of a blank page, so there's not a lot of information there. So just be a little more patient with us, and we'll have that up and running. Okay. That was another thing I got comment on, was saying a lot. And part of it stems from I could do a whole bunch of show notes on my piece of paper, go down through and list every single article I'm going to talk about. I still have to bring up the web page to make comments off it, so it kind of has a tendency to force one to say that, and yeah, it's terrible, but that's the way it happens. Now, out in the sunny state of California, a senator wants to, he's putting a bill together. It's Senate Bill 96, and for those of you living in California, I think you're going to need to get your pens and pencils out and get your fax machines fired up. But basically, and especially if you're a developer, you should be concerned about this, because he's basically making it against the law for anyone to develop a peer-to-peer network software, peer-to-peer network file sharing software. And it's going to go into fines and jail time and a whole bunch of stuff. It's a pretty bold move by this senator to do, you know, try to make, it's basically stifling innovation. And I hope this doesn't go anywhere. There was a reference article to it on TechDirt. And TechDirt basically, the title of their post says, California Senator Wants to Throw Ed Felton in Jail. Now, those of you that are out there that have been, you know, following the tech sites pretty close will remember that he wrote a file-sharing application that had just 15 lines of code. He was able to make a P2P package just out of 15 simple lines of programming code. So, you know, basically, this senator wants to throw this guy in jail. You know, not necessarily going to throw him in jail, but, you know, it's a hypothetical for 15 lines of software code to do a peer-to-peer network, peer-to-peer software. So you need to get out there and scream at this guy and say, hey, we don't want this. This is not the way we're going to go. I know a lot of you that are listening to the program are web bloggers. And I hope tomorrow being Friday, or actually today being Friday, because I record the show very late here in Hawaii, and it gets in your inboxes East Coast time early in the morning. But today, the Blogging Journalism and Credibility Conference is going on out east, and there's going to be a webcast for that. And I put the link up there. It's the Dave Weiner's Harvard web blog post, and that link has a link to also the IRC channels that are going to be up on Freenode. Basically, the two IRC channels are going to be WebCred, WebCred, and WebCredTrans, WebCredTrans. So you're going to be able to chat and also listen to the simulcast of the sessions. Now, this ought to be good, because I think we're going to hear, and we might hear sparks fly. You know, it's basically the professional journalists coming in and talking about blogging and the credibility of bloggers. And that goes along with an article that, I don't have it up right now. It was by, let me pull it up real quick here. You know, it never fails with PCs. I had to actually hit the pause button. You know, I think the disk cache or something was built up, because it sit here and hammered away for about 2 minutes before it stopped. Isn't it weird how Windows does that to you once in a while? But anyway, Dan Gilmore has got a great write-up on his site. It goes into journalism. It's kind of a, it's a good 3-4 pages of information that he's put in, and it's a good read for you guys that are web bloggers out there that are interested in this topic about you know, how professional journalism is and how it relates to web blogging. So check that out. But anyway, back to the geek, back to the tech news. I'm sure most of you have heard, but those of you that haven't, Google has released Picasa number 2. It's basically photo editing software, and it's a pretty nice little program. I remember when it was a commercial product, I had actually purchased a license to it. And you can snap pictures, email, print, make gift CDs. Pretty nice little package for free. So can't look a gift horse in the mouth. You guys get over there and download that if you don't have a good tool on your computer for pictures. So I've enjoyed using the package, and that looks like the improvements they've made to it is really nice. There's some news out that legal music downloads have increased, and I wonder why. Well, let's see here. Do you think it's because the RIAA is suing people? Nah. Do you think it's because the record companies are ignoring thousands of potentially good artists? Yes. Is podcasting have anything to do with it? No. This goes back a little further than podcasting. But here's something that's pretty cool. Now, here's the write-up. Some group in London called the International Federation of the Phonographic Industry. And those of you that are old like me will remember vinyl. And I went and traded my vinyl for CDs any of the day. That's old school there. But anyway, the IFP said Wednesday that music fans in the United States and Europe illegally downloaded more than 200 million tracks in 2004, up about 20 million from 2003. So that's good news. Does that mean that those were all non-RIAA music? No. I'm sure it was stuff that people legally bought. But, they're buying more, and people are looking for more music that's legal to download. And I pretty much changed all of my listening habits to almost all non-RIAA music. So, we'll see what the recording industry has to say about that. I'm sure they're gonna have complaints. They're going to say, oh, they're still stealing more than they're buying. But, profits are up. Microsoft laid off 62 test engineers. And what I find very interesting about this, and I don't know how long Microsoft has been doing this, but they sent those jobs overseas to India and outsourced them. So I just wonder if the campus up in Seattle is going to start getting smaller as they start outsourcing these jobs to India. Now, I heard the other day an interesting fact from somebody. They told me that software programmers in Russia, you can basically hire 10 people to write code, which are, true professional code writers in Russia. You can hire 10 of them for the price of one in the United States. And that it just blew me away that, it would be that much of a significant savings. So I can understand why some of the stuff is getting outsourced. I don't like to see it happen any more than anyone else, but, companies are looking out for their bottom line. And Microsoft hasn't been made in America for a long time. They've been doing a lot overseas. We all are into our little mobile media devices, and including mobile phones and our MP3 players, digital video cameras, etc. And up to this time, they've been, these video cameras have been coming out with record directly to DVD, but it looks like Western Digital is going to be getting into the act here, and they're going to be producing some of those mini drives, hold up to 6 gigabytes, and fit into a standard CF2 interface, and their form factors. So they're going to be able to go into millions of current available devices that have the CF2 standard. So I think this is pretty cool. Six gigs in a CF slot, that's amazing. So, we'll see how it works out. I don't know what the disc spins at 3600 RPM, and you consider the average disc in computers, a regular computer today, normally spins at about 7200. Of course, some of your high-performance drives now, that are out are IDE drives around 10,000 RPM. I think even up to about 11. Oh, over on Engadget, he's got an article today that the television networks are starting to become concerned about users skipping commercials with their DVRs. I think we talked about this the last show, and they're looking at extending a pay-per-view concept to more programs, and in actually embedding ads in the shows themselves. And I think they've been doing that for a while, but you know, I don't know if this would be something blatant, like they come out of their routine that they're doing their show and say, "Well, you can buy Tide," or something to that effect. But you know, I guess it's as Engadget said, it's better than the third option where they were going to treat the watchers as criminals for skipping their commercials that the television companies were putting on the shows. And you know what I say? Fast forward through those commercials. You know, take that 1 hour program, or 1 hour and 2 minutes, 3 minutes, however they've adjusted their times to make it screw up your recordings, and record those shows and then play them back and watch that hour show in about 40 minutes. That's time management, folks. And, you know, I don't care about the commercials, to be honest with you. I pay for my cable. You know, if the big network, if CBS, NBC, and ABC don't have enough, don't make enough money from people that don't have DVRs, tough. That didn't sound right, did it? Didn't come out quite right. That's what you get for, you know, what happens here is I work all day, I come home, spend some time with the wife and kids, and work on stuff that I have here in the office, and it usually gets pretty late, and doing a podcast late at night is not conducive to always making the clearest sense, because your body's already in shutdown mode, asking you to take it to bed. So, you know, I guess I need to look at doing this program at 5 o'clock in the morning versus doing it at 10:30 or 11 o'clock at night. But part of the problem is, too, is that being in Hawaii, I'm at a disadvantage in that, you know, at midnight here, it's already 5 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, and I want to have the show up and on the board by at least 5 on Tuesdays and Fridays so that you guys can get that stuff downloaded and before you leave for work, you know. So hopefully you've got your podcatchers scheduled to go off about 6. I don't know when most of you leave for work. I might miss some of you. And I do know that I look at the downloads. I get a massive amount the first day, and then it trickles in the next 2 or 3 days. The rest of the traffic comes in. So I know some of you guys are listening to this on a considerable tape delay. Okay, Engadget, and there was a news article going around about how crooks are supposedly going into office buildings and sweeping for open Wi-Fis, and then going to the same floor that the Wi-Fi's on and renting an office, and then going in and setting up a more powerful transmitter. If this is happening, it sure isn't being reported. You know, they're talking about it as a theory, I think. But I don't know if they're actually talking about catching somebody doing this. But, you know, let's be honest, Wi-Fi is not secure. So make sure that if you don't need to be running a wireless, that you're plugged physically into your work's network. You know, you just open yourself up for trouble when you're running on Wi-Fi. Now, there was eWeek and several other websites are running an article about some domains that got hijacked. You know, ICANN last year put into place some controls that would eliminate all of the domain hijackings that were going on. And basically, for those of you that are not familiar, because I had a complaint that I was talking over some of your yours. I know most of you are hardcore geeks, but we got a segment of the show that are learning about technology. And that's cool, and we welcome to the show. So when a domain gets hijacked, it's basically been stolen from the owner, and the websites are redirected because they're sent toward another a server. So what's happened here is some malicious people have stolen some domains. There's a simple solution to it. All of you that have domain names, go to your register, the one you registered your domain with, and lock your domain. The majority of registers have domain locking. Lock the domain, and then that'll keep that from being moved. And most of you, most of those services require you to actually physically log into the register's account and go in and unlock it. You know, someone requests a transfer of your domain, and you have it on, you know, have it locked, it just won't work. So lock your domains, folks. That's going to solve you getting your domain name hijacked. Now, the gentleman that was getting sued by Apple, he has gotten an attorney that's going to be working for him pro bono. This attorney used to do classes, used to consult for Electronic Frontier Foundation. So hopefully this guy gets some help and keeps Google off his, I mean, excuse me, don't sue me, Google, keeps Apple off their back. Now, we've all heard about Fishers. That's spelled with a P, P-H-I-S-H-E-R-S. It's where they present to you either an email or through something they've tried to entice you to go to a banking site that may not be your bank and stealing your username and password. But apparently, they're getting a lot more sophisticated. So be real careful out there and keep your spyware definitions up to date and your virus protection, because what's happening now, and I don't know how much this is happening, is they're actually going in and editing the host, H-O-S-T-S file, in Windows. And even though you physically type in www.paypal.com, the host file sends you to a different DNS. So that might be something worth checking. You can physically do a search for host, and Windows will show it to you and bring it up in a notepad and look at it. Don't edit it if you don't know what you're doing, but there should be a bunch of IP entries in there. Not a lot, but there could be a lot. But take a look at that, and it's pretty self-explanatory. Apparently, a virus going around is being pretty smart. You know, a lot of times you get you know, spyware or something embedded in an email, and it's addressed to you like, hey, we've got your shipped your order to you, and it got redirected somewhere else, or some, you know, some bogus subject line. But what this one's doing is it's hooking into CNN's headlines, and it's basically putting a thing in there, hey, check this headline out of such and such. It maybe just happened in the news, so that the unsuspecting user thinks it may, you know, if he doesn't look at where the email came from, get suckered into clicking on one of those links, and bam, it says computer's infected, or it's got spyware on it, and it's under someone else's control. So just, you know, watch for those, you know, make sure your virus stuff is up to date. Now, interesting revelation by the president of Sony. He admitted, and I'm going to quote here, Sony made strategic misjudgments when it let its media division's DRM zealousness reduce innovation and product flexibility in its consumer electronics division. Whoa. So DRM got in the way of innovation at Sony. Digital rights management, which is supposed to keep all those movie industry people happy and the recording industry happy by locking down media that we buy or have on our computers. It actually hurt Sony's bottom line and their innovation. So, interesting revelation there. Okay. Let's see here, where are we at? We're at 25 minutes in the program. It's going to be a little shorter today. As normal, there's a lot of information out there in the blog world talking about web bloggers making a difference and having a voice, and I think all of us that are web bloggers already know that. Last feature for today, or last thing for today, Windows Media Center released a plugin for its for the Media Center. It's called MCE-YAC, and what it is, it's called yet another caller ID server for Windows, which distributes the caller ID info from any capable modem on your home network to any PC. So that's pretty cool. You get an incoming call, and you got your Media Center running something on your TV screen, and it actually shows the caller ID on your computer screen. Pretty cool. I think that's a cool tool, and if it routes it to any computer that you have in your house or on the network, yeah, that was smart. And I like to see that kind of innovation that every once in a while someone thinks up something good and releases it. But being that we're at 27 minutes, I'm going to leave you with a little music. We're done with the tech section. But as always, we want you to send comments to geek@geeknewscentral.com. Of course, visit the website at www.geeknewscentral.com. You can Skype me at Geek News Central. Or call the voicemail line at 619-342-7365. And I want to thank you for tuning in the show. I apologize for being absolutely zonkered out tonight. I've had a pretty full week. I've had been going on about 4 hours of sleep the last two or three nights. I've been burning the midnight oil. And I'm going to have to get in bed here a little early tonight. Try to anyway. And get caught up. But we really want to hear from you on your comments on the show length. If you think we should stick with a 40-minute format or try to keep it to 25 to 30 minutes, let us know. And we'll adjust accordingly. One of the reasons why I basically do 40 minutes is because we only do two shows a week. And usually I got a lot of information to cover. Today the news was a little thin, so we didn't have so much. So much over the last couple of days. But, yes, that's it. So, I'll leave you with some GarageBand.com music, and I'll get the artist for you here at the end of the music. Thanks. Manholes in his mortal hands, the power to abolish all forms of human bodies and all forms of human life. We'll be right back. That was Lie by Unleaded. And that's going to wrap it up for tonight. You guys have a great, great weekend. We'll see you back on Tuesday. This is Todd from the Gate News Central signing off.